Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode 45, we're going to answer a question and get into business branding 101. And we're going to go through trademark versus copyright. Now, before I start this episode, I want to give a disclaimer. I am not a lawyer. And this is only for educational purposes only. You should always seek advice from a licensed attorney. So on today's episode, we're going to get into this. Received a question, and the question was, do you need to register a trademark and copyright for your logo or brand name? So what I'm going to do on this episode is I'm going to answer the questions that were sent in. I believe it's like two or three questions. I'm also going to state the differences between the two, the advantages, etc. Here we go. Your business has a name, and it also needs to have its own recognizable logo in order to establish a visual representation of your brand. The logo needs to perfectly reflect your company's market niche and brand personality. It should also be unique enough to differentiate your company from the competition. Now, because your brand name, blog name, and logo are part of the DNA of your brand and your business, applying for registration of the copyright and trademark of both is an important consideration. So the question that was sent in was, do you need to register a trademark and copyright for your logo or brand name? You certainly don't have to register the copyright and trademark your company's name or logo. In the United States, you own the copyright as soon as you put original work on a piece of paper or a computer drive, and you win a trademark as soon as you use your name and logo for marketing your business. Now, however, taking the extra step of registering both can give you important protection. Registering the trademark protects you from losing your rights to it if some other company uses the same or highly similar name. By registering your trademark, you're declaring exclusive rights to it for your line of business. So if you own a small online business which you operate in one state, and don't plan on expanding into new markets, you don't need to register the trademark of your name. You already have the right to use it in your market. On the other hand, if you plan to expand your business, explore different ways to earn money, and reach out to new markets, it would be wise to register the trademark so that no confusion arises if another company is using the same or a similar name as yours. So if you start a blog and design a new logo for it, you need to protect it. When it comes to registering your logo, simply by using it, you are creating a trademark. You are creating a visual representation of your brand, since your logo is what your customers recognize you by, and it's what distinguishes you from your competitors. However, a trademark does offer more protection since it prevents others from stealing your logo or using one that's very similar to yours. By simply using your company's mark in commerce without registration, you are establishing your common law rights. However, registering your trademark with the United States Patent and Trademark Office will provide a number of advantages. Let's talk about these advantages. These advantages include the legal presumption of your ownership of that mark nationwide, which is important if you plan to expand your business to other markets. By registering, you will have far lower costs when trying to enforce your trademark rights. Trademark registration also lets you qualify for various online sales programs. Registration in a single country can be used as a stepping stone for registering your trademark in other countries as well. Your organization receives priority over other organizations that want to get the same registered mark. Copywriting and trademarking your name or logo is certainly not required, but it can provide you with very useful benefits. The second question, why are trademark and copyright so important? So once you create a website, you should register your business name and make your logo. At that time, you can pursue copyright and trademark registration because that will protect your name and logo from infringement. It's important to secure the rights to your intellectual property and ensure that no other company steals your idea and logo design, which is the primary idea behind copyright and trademark. Both copyrights and trademarks provide you with an excellent way to protect your original ideas from being used as the property of someone else. This is, without question, the most important benefit they offer you. Trademarks never expire, so as long as you're using your trademark in commerce to identify the source of your products or services, people will identify your business by it. It's a valuable asset and a very effective communication tool that can instantly communicate the image of your company and the products or services you offer to your customers. Trademarks offer far more protection than copyrights, but copyrights are extremely important for the protection of logos. On to the third question, trademarks versus copyrights. What is the difference? If you only copyright your name or logo without trademarking it, you cannot fully protect it against infringement. You're only securing your rights to it since it's something you have created and it is your intellectual property. A trademark can protect your name and logo in case someone else wants to use them for their own purposes. Also, you cannot really copyright a name since copyright protects artistic works. This is exactly why you need to have a trademark that protects your company's intellectual property, such as your logo. What is a trademark? A trademark is a word, phrase, symbol, or design, or a combination of them that's used to distinguish one manufacturer or seller from others operating in the same field of business and offering the same products or services. This means that you can register a trademark for your business name, logo, slogan, symbol, design, and anything else that contributes to the brand identity of your company and the products or services that you offer. Your trademark is used to notify others that your company's products, name, and logo are your property. You have the exclusive right to use them in connection to your services or products. However, a trademark does not encompass the colors and designs of logos. Since it doesn't protect against unlicensed copying, it only refers to similarities between the company's mark and others that closely resemble it. Therefore, it does not refer to the uses of the logo, but rather to confusion in the marketplace, then limiting what uses of the logo could be found infringing. This means that if someone else is using a similar logo design, it cannot refer to trademark infringement, but rather copyright infringement. Simply using your trademark does not protect you from someone else in the same industry using your name or design, but registering your trademark does. In the case of someone else using the same name or design as your company, you'll have to prove that you came up with it first, which is not possible if you haven't registered it. Without registering your trademark, you have no legal defense in the case of a lawsuit. A registered trademark is a federal and legal registration of your company's mark. If anyone else wants to register a name or design that's the same or too similar to yours, they will be guilty of trademark infringement. What are some of the benefits of trademark registration? Registration gives you proof of legal trademark ownership as well as documentation. National protection against similar marks. Get the right to use the registered trademark symbol. Protect your products from similarly branded goods that are imported. Make it easier to brand your company internationally. More advantages in court disputes. Let you sue people in case of infringement. You get statutory damages if someone counterfeits your products. Prevents registration of similar marks. Let's move on to copyright. What is a copyright? A copyright protects original works, such as books, songs, paintings, photographs, movies, choreography, and other original works of authorship that are expressed in a physical form. Companies can copyright their audio and video materials, their books and reports, as well as any other original material they have created, such as the design of their logo. It's important to note that every original work is copyrighted at the moment of its creation, but registering it is what protects it from someone else trying to use it for their own purposes, since you then have a document to prove your claim to it. If anyone tries to steal your original creations, such as your logo, and use it as their own, you can sue them over the use of your property, but only if you have a copyright registration. When you have a federally registered copyright, you can control exactly how your intellectual property is used, published, and distributed, as well as exactly how it is presented to the public. Also, you can prevent anyone from using it for their own purposes. If someone tries to do so, you can sue them in a federal court because you have claimed your right to your intellectual property by copywriting it. Now, there is a trick when it comes to copyright protection of your logo. Your logo must have the required level of creativity in order for it to be actually considered copyrightable and for your copyright application to be approved. Therefore, many very simple logos are not considered copyrightable, since copyright does not protect your logo design, colors, and name. If your logo is a bit more artistic, you'll find it easier to get your copyright registered. Let's talk about the benefits of copyright registration. Your copyright claim gets added to a public record. If someone infringes on your copyrights, you can sue them in federal court. You can use it to prove copyright ownership, become eligible for getting costs of suit, attorney fees, and statutory damages in a lawsuit. Get help from the International Trade Commission. Prevent infringing copies from entering the country. It gives you the basis for recording documents in the Copyright Office. So you must be wondering how to copyright and trademark your assets for protection. There are certain steps you need to take in order to copyright and trademark your name and logo. The confusion about copyright and trademarking logos, quite a lot of confusion arises when it comes to logos, since many of them qualify for both copyright and trademark registration. If your logo qualifies for copyright as a piece of original artwork and is not used to identify your company, your logo can be copyrighted, protected, so that you can prevent unauthorized copying. Additionally, if you want to prevent others from using your logo design and ensure that your company's mark is distinguishable from your competitors, you should trademark your logo. A trademark can only prevent confusion your customers may experience if there's a similar connection to your competitors, while copyright protects against unwanted copying. Therefore, logos can be a confusing area of intellectual property law, since trademark and copyright protection often overlap. The important thing to note is that neither copyright nor trademark excludes one another. So many business owners opt for protecting their company's logo by both copywriting and trademarking it. Now let's get into how to copyright a logo. Now that you've chosen your brand name and created a logo for the brand, you need to ensure that your assets are protected. Many people will infringe on the intellectual and creative property without even flinching. Regardless of the industry you're in or the size of your business, make sure to copyright your logo. However, bear in mind that copyright doesn't protect your brand name, titles, or slogan. So let's talk about how to apply for the copyright of your logo. Your first step will be go to the online registration website and fill out the form for copyright. If your business is located in the United States, go to the official website of the United States Copyright Office to e-file your copyright application. You can also submit your application in a paper form. However, applying for your copyright registration online is not only more convenient for you, it is also faster. It will take up to 8 months for an online application to be processed, while processing time for paper forms can be up to 13 months. Regardless of how you apply for your copyright registration, the date your registration becomes effective is the date the United States Copyright Office receives a submission of your application. So if you want to publish your original work, you can do so without having to wait for your official certificate. When you arrive at the United States Copyright Office website, click on the ECO online registration button. This will lead you to a form, CO, which you need to fill out. The form will require your personal information along with the name of the owner and creator, as well as the nature of the copyright documentation. For the copyright of a logo, you need to present a graphic representation of your logo. Next, you'll need to upload your logo file and pay the registration fee of $35 with a credit or debit card check. You will then receive a confirmation about your copyright registration, which will have a pending status for approval. As already mentioned, your copyright will be in effect as the exact date you submit your application, not the date of approval. Let's talk about how to trademark a logo or a name. Before trademarking your name or logo, you need to conduct a trademark search to make sure that no one else is already using a similar one. You can do so with the help of a tool called Trademark Electronic Search System, which you can find on the official website of the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Conducting a trademark search through the database is of crucial importance because it can identify potential conflicts with an existing trademark of another company or a trademark for which approval is pending. This step is also important because you'll save money you would spend applying for a registration that may not be approved if it's too similar to an existing trademark. Once you have conducted your trademark search, you need to file a trademark application to the Trademark Electronic Application System. You'll be presented with a form to fill out after you decide which application is right for you. You can choose one of three different application forms. If you choose the intent to use basis in your application, you will also need to pay an additional filing fee of $50 for at least one class of products or services. After the submission of your registration, you'll receive an email confirmation. Approximately 3 months after you submit your application, it will be reviewed by an attorney who will determine whether or not your application meets all the legal requirements necessary for trademark approval. It is important to monitor your application's progress every 3 to 4 months. You can do so through the trademark status and document retrieval. For those that don't want to go through all of that, hiring a third party to trademark your name or logo might be the ticket. The trademarking process can get really complicated. It requires a lot of research, and even then, it's likely that you'll make several mistakes along the way. Luckily, there's an alternative approach. If you don't have the time or the patience to go through all of this, you can simply find a company that can handle the process from start to finish on your behalf. It's completely legal and transparent, and you aren't obligated to pay until you actually get the trademarks you need. Let me touch on how the trademark approval process works. The United States Patent and Trademark Office will search through their trademark database to check for the availability of the mark you want to register only after you've already filed your application. They will inform you of the results in due time. If they happen to find the same or highly similar mark to the one you are trying to register for a trademark, they will refuse your registration and you will not receive a refund for your fees. Regardless of what form of application you choose, you must include the following information: a drawing of the trademark in color, exactly as the mark is used commercially, the name, address, and email address of the trademark owner, the filing fee, the product or company the trademark identifies, with proof that your company's trademark is used in commerce, and finally, the owner's signature. If the examining attorney determines that your application meets the legal requirements for approval, he or she will approve your mark for publication in the United States Patent and Trademarks Office Weekly Magazine, the official gazette. During the 30 days following publication, anyone who thinks they may have been damaged by the registration of your mark can file an opposition to the registration or request for the extension of opposition time. If such a case arises, the opposition will be held before an administrative tribunal within the United States Patent and Trademark Office, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. If the opposition does not yield any results for the party that filed it, or if no opposition is filed whatsoever, your trademark registration will be approved and you will receive a certificate of registration by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Maintaining your registration is of crucial importance because you need to let the United States Patent and Trademark Office know that your trademark is in use. After your trademark registration is approved, you need to file specific maintenance documents. Failing to do so will result in your trademark's cancellation or expiration. Also, the registration of your trademark lasts 10 years, but it's mandatory that you verify it between the 5th and 6th year of its registration and between the 9th and 10th year of registration to confirm that it is still being used. Enforcing your trademark and copyrights. Once you have trademark and copyrights registered, you are responsible for enforcing your trademark and copyrights to make sure that you protect your name or logo against unauthorized adoption or copying by anyone else. Although the United States Patent and Trademark Office will ensure that no one registers the same or seemingly identical mark as yours, you are the one responsible for protecting the rights to your company's intellectual property if anyone tries to use it. You have two legal options when taking legal action to protect your trademark against infringement. You can either send a cease and desist letter or opt for a trademark infringement lawsuit. There are companies that can help you establish a trademark watch to ensure that no other party tries to use company marks. You can also hire an attorney to watch for a trademark infringement so that you can be advised and counseled on how to proceed properly to obtain the protection you need. Now, speaking of hiring an attorney, many people decide to hire one to help them with the entire copyright and trademark process. However, not only is it not required to have one, but it is also not necessary since you can do absolutely everything on your own. Although an examining attorney with the United States Patent and Trademark Office will certainly help you out through the process of filing your trademark application, hiring your own trademark attorney can provide you with benefits if the need for legal advice arises. If you decide to hire a private trademark attorney before you apply for your application, the United States Patent and Trademark Office will communicate only with your attorney throughout the entire registration process. A private trademark attorney can advise you on how to enforce your trademark rights in case of trademark infringement and what to do if someone claims you are infringing on their company's mark. There are some famous cases of copyright and trademark infringement. If you think that trademarking or copyrighting your company's mark is not important, let me discuss some of the famous cases of copyright and trademark infringement. You'll see the importance of having a federal trademark and copyright registration and the impact that it can have on your company. The first case was Nestle versus Cadbury. Nestle registered the Kit Kat four-bar shape in the UK in 2006. Cadbury, who sells a Kit Kat-like bar product, attempted to invalidate the registered trademark. Nestle won on the grounds that Kit Kat four-bar shape had been used by Nestle for so long that consumers associate the shape with the brand. Gucci versus Guess. Gucci sued Guess over a diamond pattern G logo found on clothing made by both brands. Gucci won the case in 2012 when courts in New York ordered Guess to pay $4.7 million. In 2013, Guess won their counterclaim in Italy, where the court granted Guess's request to have three of Gucci's registered trademarks nullified, including the diamond pattern G logo and a floral pattern. So although both copyright and trademark can protect your intellectual property, they offer different kinds of protection as they protect different types of assets. A copyright protects artistic work, while a trademark is more focused on protecting items that define and identify a company's brand, such as a logo. Your company's assets don't represent only your money. They also include intellectual property that can boost your company's worth. So you must protect your rights to that property to ensure that a third party doesn't use them without permission. Copyright and trademark provide you with that kind of protection. So it is imperative that you register for both and make sure that you protect your brand. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Past Equity Business Podcast. I hope that this episode answers your questions and your concerns. Please, if this is of any help to you, share it with others in the business community. Please share the podcast. I want to thank everyone for going over to Instagram and following us over there. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's growing by the day, and we're going to be doing live streams over there soon. Thank you all once again for tuning in. And we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Past Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Past Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.